Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting? With our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter. Only on Fox 103.
Well, we haven't talked to Scott at Hillside Party Store in Munising for quite a while, and I got a few reports coming in from lake trout fishermen especially. Well, let's see if we can get a hold of Scott here from Hillside Party Store. See what else is going on in Munising Bay. Maybe.
Hillside.
Hey, Scott, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show.
How you doing, Adam?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to give you a call. It was a beautiful weekend, and I heard a few fishermen said they did pretty good on lake trout this weekend over by you.
Lake trout was excellent this weekend.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of guys did really good. I talked to a few guys that caught, one group caught an 18-pounder, an 11-pounder, a couple of 8-pounders.
Were they over in the West Channel?
Yeah, they were over in the West Channel, yep.
Okay.
Actually, them guys that caught them bigger ones, they went to the Big Reef.
Oh, they went, okay, well, yeah, that's a nice...
They went way out there.
That's a hike, but it's worth it.
It's well worth it. They're in Standard Rock are well worth it.
Yeah. What did you hear they were getting their fish on?
Peanuts, and what else did he say? I think they were just using trolling spoons, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Not 100% positive, but the guy that caught them usually uses spoons and peanuts.
And what about inside the bay? Is there any news on perch or splake or anything?
Man, it's been really slow on the perch.
Yeah.
And the splake are pretty spotty right now, too, it seems like.
Oh.
I haven't... A few guys are anchoring out in front of the city dock and fishing for whitefish.
Oh, really?
They seem to be doing... Yeah, yep. Yeah, they do pretty good out there. Just
that's
taking over the side of the boat.
Single eggs or waxworms?
Single eggs or skein. Actually, most of them use skein.
Okay. That's the first I've heard of the whitefish being caught right now.
Yeah, there's a few guys that there's a couple of buoys out there that people put out there.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if how usable they are for everybody, but you can definitely anchor out there and do decent.
Okay. Well, how is everything else going? Has Munising been pretty busy this summer with the warmer weather?
It has been. These last couple of weeks have been excellent. We've been extremely busy. A lot of people around. Just seems to be this weather is really bringing them out.
Are you selling a lot of bait?
Selling a ton of bait. So a lot of minnows, a lot of crawlers, just a lot of minnows. We've been going through the minnows pretty good.
Any word on where they're using them?
Autrain Lake, I know they've been using them out there quite a bit. A lot of little inland lakes they've been using them. The Basin, Moccasin Lake, just a few other ones that are around the area that I can't remember the names, you know.
Get yourself a gazetteer and find them yourself.
I know it. Exactly. If I had time, I would.
Yeah, there's plenty of them, especially south on Highway 13 there from Wetmore. There's a ton of lakes down there.
There is lakes everywhere you look down there. I mean, some of them are private, but a lot of them are public, and a lot of them have fish in them.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Scott.
Whether it be panfish or pike.
Well, we really appreciate you taking a moment and talking to us on the Outdoor Show.
Oh, thank you.
And you take care. We'll give you a call in a week or so.
Sounds great. Thanks, Adam.
Take care, Scott.
All right. See ya.
Scott from Hillside Party Store in Munising. This is the Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.